listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Pitch in the paddock at Beef Week has been announced as AgSend. The pitch is breath-based livestock diagnostics paired with cutting-edge NASA licensed technology, which will be used to revolutionise pregnancy testing, disease diagnostics at an affordable price for our cattle. Eight finalists pitched a five-minute presentation to a live panel of judges on Wednesday afternoon. The startup winner was founded in New South Wales by Dr. Bronwyn Darlington, and she says she's tested AgSend on her cattle and sheep at her own property. An education expert says Queensland state schools need equal funding from both levels of government. UniSQ Professor Stuart Riddle adding negotiations are ongoing to address the staggering $6 billion annual funding gap. The state currently contributes 80%, whilst the feds pay 20%.
But between those two amounts, they're actually, even though that adds up to 100, they're not paying what's called the schooling resource standard, which is the amount of money that each school is meant to get. So there's a shortfall there.
And there's been over 12,000 cases of the flu recorded across our state so far this season, 509 in CQ. Of those cases, there's been 24 deaths. It comes as the state government announced $40 million to provide free flu vaccines last month amid soaring cases. More than 900,000 Queenslanders have so far had a jab. And Gladstone paramedic Teresa Hartwell is embarking on a significant walk this weekend from Gladstone to Redland Bay to raise funds to support officers and their families in times of crisis. The QAS Legacy Walk will walk over 590 kilometres over 2 weeks. She says that this cause is very much needed to within the community and adds that she will be walking 42 kilometres a day.